Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this episode, hundreds of transgender people, their families, and allies gathered at the University of Washington, Tacoma last Saturday. The occasion was a rally against Washington State Initiative 1552, backed by the Family Policy Institute of Washington. Among other things, the so-called bathroom bill would override prohibitions against gender identity discrimination in certain public accommodation facilities, such as public schools. Opponents are urging people to decline to sign the initiative, which needs 330,000 signatures by July 7th to make it onto the ballot. At Saturday's event, a large group of participants shared stories of what it's like to be trans or a trans ally. Thanks to David Griffith for our recording. Here, Tacoma City Council member Ryan Mello introduces the event.
My friend, Representative Lori Jenkins, who you'll hear from in a little bit, constantly reminds me that Tacoma and Pierce County is the center of LGBT politics. And you can see it alive and well right here. So don't tell our friends in Seattle that that's how we roll here in Tacoma. But seriously, it's going to take us in every single community throughout Washington State, every single one, to talk to our coworkers, our friends, our family, about the lives of our transgender friends, brothers, and sisters. We're going to need to organize, we're going to need to march, and we're going to need to educate in every single town. Who's with me? So to demonstrate all of our support in opposing discrimination and our discrimination against transgender people and against Initiative 1552, I'm going to ask for your help throughout today. And it's going to start right here. When I say trans people are friends of mine, I want to hear you repeat back, decline to sign, decline to sign. You ready? Trans people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign.
Trans people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign.
Trans people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign.
We're in good hands, everybody. Next up, please welcome the chair of Washington Won't Discriminate, Tacoma's own Seth Kirby.
For 11 years, our state's non-discrimination laws have helped to ensure that our transgender family members, friends, coworkers, and neighbors are treated fairly, equally, and caringly under the law. I-1552 is very personal. I'm a transgender man, which means that I was raised as a girl, but I have always known myself to be male. Eventually, I transitioned from female to male, and now I live my day every day as who I am. I'm happily married to a wonderful woman who is also here today, and I'm so excited that everyone is here with us. What many people don't realize is that I-1552 would try to force me to use public facilities that are meant for women. This obviously puts my own safety at risk and would make everybody quite uncomfortable. So the fact is that I-1552 will not only encourage more discrimination and harassment and harm for transgender people in our community, it will also have serious financial and legal consequences for our state's economy, businesses, schools, and taxpayers. I oppose I-1552 because it impacts me, but also because transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign.
Thank you. As chair of Washington Won't Discriminate, I'm pleased to announce that I-1552 is opposed by sheriffs, law enforcement leaders, and victims advocacy groups. I-1552 is also opposed by faith leaders, including evangelical Lutherans like Bishop Jake, who is here with us today, because their faith has called them to treat others as they want to be treated. I-1552 is also opposed by small businesses, large economic engines like Microsoft, and local chambers of commerce. It's opposed by dozens of elected officials, including both Republicans and Democrats, school board members, like some of those here today. including staff of Senator Patty Murray's office, U.S. Congressman Derek Kilmer, staff of Denny Hack, staff of Pramila Jayapal, and keep going down the list here. There's so many folks. Pierce County Prosecutor Mark Lindquist, State Representative Lori Jenkins, former State Representative Art Wong. Then we have many City Council members, including Tacoma City Council member Ryan Mello, Tacoma City Council member Marty Campbell, and then we also have Rick Talbert for Pierce County Council, and we also have Catherine Ushka, President of Tacoma School Board, and David Coggan from North Shore School District. I apologize. And Senator Jeannie Darnielle. So thank you so much to all of our electeds. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So let's give them all a huge round of applause and welcome to the stage our very own Lori Jenkins.
Thank you for your amazing leadership, Seth and Ryan, and I am so proud to be here in the heart of the 27th Legislative District, where the district that elected the first out lesbian to the state of Washington legislature. And I'm proud to be that person. You know, we spent nearly 30 years getting these protections that we're talking about today. Now they've been in place for over a decade, and they've been working here in Washington State. But I want to ask you, why did it take us 30 years to do that? Why did it take us 30 years? You know why? It's because we let those who wanted to discriminate define us by stereotype, by hate, and by lies. We will not do that again. It was only when we came out and showed our beautiful, messy, complex, and simple truth, the truth of our existence, that we turned the tide. Harvey Milk warned us that the strongest weapon against bigotry and discrimination is being out, showing ourselves for all of our complexity, just like everyone else in the world does. While our gender identity is central to who we are, it is not all of who we are. And once people understand that our complexity mirrors their own, it will be impossible to define us by stereotype. That is why I am calling on every single person here today and every person that you may talk to from here until we make sure that this awful, ugly ballot measure does not make the ballot, to be out. To be out. I beg you, I ask you to let people know that trans people are co-workers of mine. Trans people are neighbors of mine. Trans people are family of mine. Trans people are friends of mine. Let's put an end to Initiative 1552 before it ever gets started.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lydia Valentine.
And I'm Matt Valentine.
I'm here today because ally is a verb and it requires action. I want people to realize that moral apathy is endangering our children.
I'm here today because I'm trans and I want to stand up for what's right.
I care about defeating I-1552 because the root of it is not about bathrooms, in the same way that it was never about water fountains. It's about discrimination. Yeah.
To me, the worst thing about I-1552 is that it says that I and the people I love don't deserve the privacy, respect, and safety that everyone should have. Say yes to supporting Washington Won't Discriminate.
Yes.
Transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign. Decline to sign.
Hi, my name is Carol Keon, and I'm here today in support of my trans son and all of his friends. I care about defeating I-1552 because all people, especially our children, need to feel safe in their schools and in all public places. To me, the worst thing about I-1552 is it potentially allows a bounty on our children, rewarding betrayal by their peers, which encourages paranoia, fear, and danger to our trans children. Transgender children are transgender people are children of mine.
Decline to sign, decline to sign.
Hi. My name is Gabriel. And I'm here for love. This is my daughter. She's 9 years old, and 2 years ago, she informed me of her true self, her true identity. And it was through love that I said, okay, let's do this. Since then, we've heard a lot about divisiveness and hate and fear. But what I know is that love is stronger. And love lasts longer, and love feels better, too. And so with 1552 and the things coming out of the Trump administration, we see more of that hate and fear, and I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna fight it strong. I'm gonna fight it strong because they suck, and I love. And here's the point. This trans girl is my daughter. Trans people are our family. And I love you.
Hi, I'm Theo. I use they, them pronouns. And I'm here because I'm trans and I care about my community. I care about defeating I-1552 because we are not second-class citizens. To me, the worst part about I-1552 is that it requires schools to discriminate against transgender children that are there just to get an education like everyone else. And that's why I want everyone here to know today that I say no to I-1552, I say no to discrimination, and I say yes to supporting Washington Won't Discriminate. Transgender people, queer people, non-binary people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign, decline to sign.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Marcy Owens. And first, I would like to start off by saying to all of my trans people, but especially to the young trans people who made it out here today, and any young trans people who might be hearing this, you are beautiful. And you are worthy of a peaceful existence in all space that is considered to be Earth. And as long as your moral character is strong, you are deserving of the right to pee wherever you feel is necessary. And I'm here today because I myself am a transgender student, and transgender people are friends of mine. This initiative is wrong because it is more than an attack on bathroom breaks. It's an attempt to dehumanize trans people and to invalidate our identity. Right. It is the beginning of an objective to undo all of the progress that we have so diligently fought to make over these last 8 years. And it is a cheap outlet for transphobia to manifest and for at the expense of trans students' rights. That's why I need everybody who is hearing this to say no to I-1552 and to refuse discrimination to be practiced anywhere here in our beautiful state of Washington. Thank you.
My name is Richard Jake, and I'm the bishop of the Lutheran Church in Southwestern Washington State and the Olympic Peninsula. And I'm here today to give my full and strong support for the trans people who are my friends, who are members of my churches, and who are members of the community at large. In the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, it says that when God created us human beings, he created each one of us in God's own image, in God's own likeness. Those are the words that are used. But what that means is that God created each person, each one of us, to be a person of value and of beauty and of dignity. And then God creates us and sends us out into the world to live in the fullness and the deepest truth of that beauty and of that identity. And that is why I admire and respect my friends who are transgender. I respect you because you have chosen to be yourselves. You have chosen to be your truest self, your fullest self, your deepest self. God wants that for you, and I stand with you as you live that life. For that reason, I stand here today to oppose this proposed law that would block those rights and that would diminish your honor and respect. We here in the state of Washington and throughout the United States need to be a people that value and honor each one of us God's dear children, sisters and brothers. We are here to stand together. And so with everybody else here today, I want to call out transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline the sign.
Decline the sign. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Derek Kilmer. I'm proud to be the congressman for this neck of the woods. I have to tell you, the bishop makes me want to be a Lutheran. Before I say anything else, can we give it up for Lori Jenkins and Ryan Mello and Seth and the Washington Won't Discriminate team for putting together this rally? I am proud to stand with you. And let me tell you why we're here. We're here for the young people from the Oasis Youth Council that I met this week, who told me they were concerned about the actions of the Trump administration, that they are concerned about Initiative 1552. They talked to me about their experiences going to school, about bullying, about feeling vulnerable, and they talked about their desire to be treated with dignity, to be treated fairly. And they gave me and they gave all of us a very simple message. Stand up for us. Have a sense of urgency. Make sure Washington won't discriminate. Decline to sign. We're here for the trans Americans who met with me in Washington, D.C., who spoke about the discrimination that they felt, about the toll it took on them. And with a sense of urgency, they gave a reminder of one of the most important roles of government, and that is to make sure that civil rights are protected. To make sure that when a young person starts their day at school, they do so with a sense of excitement about the day ahead, not fear for their safety. We are here for all of them with a sense of commitment and, yes, a sense of urgency to say that we will stand up for the safety and dignity of every person, for the belief that you should not be attacked for who you are. Listen, that's why we're all here. And I wish I could tell you we didn't need to be concerned about this new administration. I wish I could tell you that we don't need to be concerned about this initiative. I can't tell you that. But we have a decision to make. Do we agonize or do we organize? Do we stand up and with clear eyes and full hearts, do we say, trans people are friends of mine, decline to sign, decline to sign? Do we commit to standing up for every friend and every neighbor and every coworker, every family member, every neighbor, every coworker's neighbor, and every neighbor's coworker? do we stand up and say with a sense of urgency that we value every human being, that we value equality in the state of Washington. And with a loud voice, we say, Washington won't discriminate. Thanks, everybody.
Hello, all you beautiful people who oppose discrimination. My name is Clark Lee, and I want to tell you that more than 200 big businesses, including my employer, Microsoft, as well as Amazon, Group Health, Google, Facebook, Expedia, Vulcan, AT&T, Dow Chemical, and small businesses like Cupcake Royale, Goldfinch Tavern, Hilliard's Beer, Ironworks Construction, and hundreds more oppose repealing our state's discrimination protection for transgender people like myself. CEOs know that discrimination is bad for business. Microsoft knows that making sure all employees feel safe, respected, and valued is critical to the company's success. Why drive away smart, hardworking employees with fear and discrimination? I am so proud to work at a place where 2 years ago I transitioned at the age of 45 to be my authentic self. I am so proud that Microsoft supports Washington Won't Discriminate.
Hey everybody, my name's Sarah. I'm the Community Allies Director at UFCW 21, the largest private sector union in the state. You know, business and labor don't always agree. But we agree today that bringing discrimination to Washington is a bad idea. If our state's protections were repealed, there would be unintended consequences for Washington's economy, driving away millions each year in conventions, tourism, and new business. We saw that happen in North Carolina, not in our backyard, not here. North Carolina's HB2 cost the state's economy more than $600 million in 2016. That's why the Washington State Labor Council, my union, UFCW 21, SEIU, Washington Education Association, American Federation of Teachers, and more oppose repealing our non-discrimination law. My labor union, UFCW, opposes this initiative because an injury to one is an injury to all. We oppose I-552 because trans people are friends of ours.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Ushkin. I'm the president of the Tacoma Public School Board of Directors, where our tagline, I love that, where our tagline is every student, every day. And let me be clear, trans kids are students of ours. At Tacoma Public Schools, we've been leaders in policies addressing harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and safety is a strategic pillar right next to academic excellence. We know we need to provide safe places where our students can learn and grow to be productive adults in our great society. I'm here today because families of trans kids are friends of mine. I know that there are students and families right now that are listening to the news and they have grave concerns about what's going to happen every day when their kids go to school. And I want you to know in Tacoma Public Schools, please reach out to somebody, report it, make sure we know so that we can address it. I know that you're afraid, but please speak out so that we can make sure that everybody is safe. If this measure should get on the ballot and pass, it would require our public schools to discriminate against transgender students by denying them access to gender-segregated facilities that are consistent with who they are. And it opens the floodgates to unnecessary lawsuits by encouraging K-12 students to sue schools for a minimum of $5,000 for every time they encounter a transgender student in a gender-segregated facility. That doesn't protect us against harassment, intimidation, and bullying. Ladies and gentlemen, transgender students are friends of Tacoma Public Schools.
Decline the sign! Decline the sign!
Hi, my name is Megan, and this is my husband, Ryan. Are you going to do it?
Transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline! Decline, decline, decline.
Transgender people are family of mine.
Decline, 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 decline. We are here today because of our beautiful transgender daughter. She is our hero. At 4 years old, she came to me one night and said, "Mommy, why did God make me a boy? I'm really a girl." And here we are today. I care about defeating 1552 because using a bathroom is a basic human right. To me, the worst thing about this initiative, 1552, is that it singles out transgender people for discrimination. My daughter and all transgender people deserve the privacy, respect, safety that everyone should have. Please don't be a silent supporter. Be a vocal ally. Campaigns take money, and we need you to please donate to www.donatewwd.org. And please decline to sign.
Transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign. Decline to sign.
Transgender people are family of mine.
Decline to sign. Decline to sign.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. My name is Danny Aschini. I'm the executive director of Gender Justice League. As you all know, transgender people are friends of mine. The reason why I think I-1552 is especially egregious is because as a transgender woman, if this were to pass, I know that I could not be out in public for more than a few hours at a time because I would not be able to find a safe bathroom to use. This law is not about whether or not trans people can use the bathroom. It's about whether or not we should be allowed to be in public. Laverne Cox said it best on Hardball on MSNBC the other night, that these type of attacks against the transgender community are about really ensuring that we cannot be seen or be in public. And because of that, I know that like all of you, transgender friends, transgender people are friends of mine, and so we must.
Hello. Whoa. Hello, my name is Sylvester Neal. I'm here today because I have a brave 13-year-old transgender granddaughter that I'm the guardian of. And I care about defeating 1552 because I think she's gone through, and I've witnessed her going through so many struggles already since she came to me in the fourth grade and said, "Grandpa, I'm a girl." She struggled with school, she struggled with peers, she struggled with family, she's had struggles in our church, she's had struggles with our neighbors, and she's also had some additional struggles because she's biracial. And as a teenager in middle school, she's not quite black enough for some, she's not quite white enough for some, and the worst thing that she needs is another obstacle in her life telling her what bathroom that she can use. But I think the worst thing about this initiative, now I'm no doctor, I'm not a clinologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a social worker, but I believe that when it came to my daughter, her brain determined her gender, not the tools between her legs. That's why I want everybody to say no to I-1552 and against discrimination. And you can do that. You can get out your cell phones right now and go to donatewwd.org. We need your support. And you can also make sure that before you leave here today that you sign that petition against I-1552. That's why I call all of you to support this movement. because transgender people are family of mine. And transgender people are friends of mine.
Decline to sign. Decline to sign.
Thank you, everybody.
That's it for this podcast of Speakers Forum, recorded at UW-Tacoma on February 25th. Thanks again to David Griffith for our recording. Tune in again soon.